sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Monday, April 13th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, it's official. 10 o'clock, roughly about 7 minutes ago, the United States Navy has imposed a blockade against Iran. Talks failed to produce any results that President Trump was looking for. So now he is going to shut down their commerce. Strait of Hormuz will be closed. Nothing will go in and out of Iran, including oil. China will not get their oil. Europe will not get their oil. No goods will be going in and out of the ocean seas there in Iran. President Trump's ordered the military to impose a complete naval blockade. Nothing in, nothing out of Iran. It's official. It started roughly 8 minutes ago, and it will continue, President Trump says, until they get serious about surrendering. This is no longer just the ceasefire. This is no longer just to stop the bombing. This is complete unconditional surrender, is what President Trump is looking for. The Parliament Speaker says retaliation for a naval blockade would make the U.S. nostalgic for $4 to $5 a gallon gasoline, meaning it could go up as high as $6, $7, $8 a gallon. President Trump said the prices will fall before the midterms. However, President Trump did acknowledge they could remain elevated throughout the spring. President Trump says by summertime, the prices will already start dropping and it will be back to normal before the November elections. So that's where it is as of right now. Updated 9 o'clock this morning, they said 10. Sure enough, it's in place. Got a couple of text messages, a little housekeeping to get caught up on. Phyllis downstate says, John James has been a disappointment. In his first race, I worked hard as a county captain and met Officer Rick in the process when we were out distributing yard signs. Well, last week in Dexter, there was a meet and greet for John James. Only about 14 people, voters, actually showed up. he presented a, quote, fancy plaque to the organizer. Also, he seems to be all about telling people what they want to hear and make them swoon, quote unquote, over him. My whole reason for attending was to get signatures for my friend Heather Smiley, who's running against Debbie Dingell for Congress. You know what? Phyllis, reach out to Heather. I'd like to have her on the show, do a podcast with her. She can email, send out there, post on her campaign website, put on social media, and email the link to people. Reach out to her. I'd love to have her on the show. Short break. We're going to get to the rest of your text messages coming in from John and Julie and others. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. A couple more quick text messages here. John and Julie down in Bay City asking about endorsements for the upcoming Republican gubernatorial campaign. Well, I'm personally waiting until the signatures are turned in a week from tomorrow, April the 21st. Then what my plan is to reach out to those candidates who have enough signatures to be on the ballot and then see if they are willing to come on the show and do a little sit down with us, much like what we did with Perry Johnson and Ralph Rebant. If we're in a position to speak with these guys and to see who actually is going to make it on the ballot, then collectively we will make the decision. Now, one thing that I have to be completely honest about is the amount of money Perry Johnson is willing to spend to self-fund his campaign. If you go to his website, perryjohnson.com, well, there's no donate button. Perry Johnson on the interview said, "I want the people to keep their money. Keep the money, live their lives. I don't need their money. I'm going to self-fund my campaign." Well, some people are of the belief that maybe he should allow a donate button because people want to feel like they have bought into a campaign, that they're supporting the campaign, that they're able to basically feel like they're part of the campaign if they make a small donation. Well, so far, Perry is not going down that road. He is going to basically self-fund his campaign. I don't think he's going to change his mind and put a donate button on there. But we shall see. One of the other things I think is going to be interesting, too, is how this is all played out in the media. Are they going to make a big deal about the amount of money he's spending, or are they just going to allow the people to decide? Are they going to pick a candidate that they want to support? So we'll wait and see where this goes. Let's see, did we lose that signal? Let's see, where is Simple Radio? Why did that stop playing? I was monitoring the show in the background. Yeah, and for some reason it stopped playing. So, here we go. I think we're back online. Okay, there we go. Yep. All right, one thing that caught my eye is one of the candidates on the Democrat side for the U.S. Senate. And this is kind of interesting because Haley Stevens, a congresswoman right now in Washington, D.C., Democrat from Birmingham, Michigan, submitted her petition signatures necessary to appear on the ballot for the upcoming Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. The four-term congressional representative arrived outside the Richard H. Austin building in Lansing on Friday, shortly before 1 p.m., where she was greeted by a group of signature gatherers holding her campaign signs. She mingled with them, thanking one woman who proclaimed to be the signature queen, before hugging members of a Detroit-based labor union. As the aides started to gather the black duffel bags full of signatures, Stevens said to one of them, "Here, let me take one of these." She then slung the bag over her shoulder and declared, "Okay, guys, these are going in," before leading her team into the building. Metro Detroit native is situated in a three-way primary election as a relatively moderate Democrat and claims to have the sole experience in Congress. The other two running against her is the Muslim Abdul El-Sayed a former Detroit health official, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat of Royal Oak, Michigan. Now, it's funny because there is a very interesting youth vote going on, where both El Sayed and Mallory McMorrow have gone after the youth vote. Many of their posts have gone viral on social media for speeches given between both McMorrow and El Sayed. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see where this continues to grow, and also whether or not this is going to make any difference in the campaign. Because one of the things that's happening is the fact that they sit absolutely on the far left ideological spectrum when it comes to courting Democrat votes. As far as other U.S. Senate candidates, perceived Republican frontrunner Mike Rogers finished collecting 30,000 signatures back in December, according to his campaign, and will soon be turning them in to the Department of State ahead of the April 21st deadline. State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat, said she will be submitting her 30,000 signatures, which were gathered by an all-volunteer force on Monday. That would be today. The story is from Friday afternoon. Again, progressive Muslim Abdul El Sayed will be turning in 30,000 signatures tomorrow on Tuesday. El Sayed's campaign says signatures have been collected over the past year by his all grassroots team of volunteers and organizing staff. After submitting the petition signatures inside the building, Haley Stevens addressed the media and took questions from the reporters. Some of the questions and answers have been slightly edited for clarity and length, but they were all included in the following back and forth with Haley Stevens, Congresswoman running for U.S. Senate. First off, the Detroit News. I've talked to a bunch of Democrats this week, and I've heard over and over again that they're concerned about how negative this primary race has already gotten. They've worried it will help Mike Rogers possibly become the first Republican in more than three decades to win a Michigan U.S. Senate seat. Do you have any thoughts on that? Well, Stevens came back and said, "I'm shutting out the noise, because what I know to be true is that Michigan deserves leadership. And you know, what's on display here today is I filed to get on the ballot. It's one of our great traditions. And my plan is about having the mayors of Grand Rapids, Lansing, Livonia, and dozens of other municipal and local leaders who have endorsed me to help get the message out. For example, I was in Detroit just yesterday, and dozens of members of the faith community talking and coming up with solutions about what they told me they need in their community. We need to build stronger neighborhoods. We need to help our neighbors. And we have to figure out a way to tackle these rising costs. I'm also thrilled to have that I've received the most labor endorsements in this race by far. And that's where I'm staying focused. I'm staying focused about what I've done time and time again, winning tough races, and being part of a very rigorous process to get there. That's what this country is all about, and that's what I'm going to do. Well, MERS News Service reporter asked the question. I was at the much discussed rally at Michigan State University's campus with Abdul El-Sayed, your competitor, and the leftist streamer Hassan Piker. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to one of the arguments that was made during that event, which got the largest amount of applause. Piker said that the establishment Democrats, which he said included you, have spent the last several weeks criticizing him and El-Sayed when they should have been crafting a coherent strategy to rein in President Donald Trump and his war on Iran. What do you have to say about those statements? Well, Haley Stevens responded, "Let me answer it in a two-party way. First and foremost, as it pertains to my campaign, I'm deeply honored to have been a congresswoman. Also, having Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence next to my side in this race. She's been a trailblazer and a history maker who knows what it means to win in tough races for the state of Michigan and in tough, challenging times. On the other part of your question, I'll say I proudly voted for the War Powers Resolution. And standing up each and every single day in the U.S. Congress on behalf of the great people of Michigan, whether it's our rising gas prices, it's Michiganders who are paying the price for this war. It's our servicemen and women who are being put in harm's way without a plan. And again, shows the abuses of powers by this administration. This is why I wrote a piece of legislation absolutely to take this out to the U.S. Senate. Stop the Trump abuses of power. This is something that needs to be done in the U.S. Senate. When I get there, if it's not done yet, I will do it. Finally, Crane's Detroit Business. What is your case to the Democrats as they go to vote in the primary? Stevens, as somebody who has got a very unique background in getting real accomplishments for the state of Michigan, being recognized as the most effective Democrat in the House of Representatives, because I alone got the CHIPS Act done, because I've got science legislation done, because I solve people's problems. It's all about hard work in meeting the opportunity of the challenges before us. And for me, it's for squarely confronting this president. So I'm saying, everybody, send Michigan's pit bull to the U.S. Senate. So Haley Stevens, thinks of herself as being a pit bull. Bomb the Hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Ford is expanding its newly opened world headquarters in Dearborn. Ford will be renovating its former product development center to become part of the new world headquarters complex. Construction starts next month and will take 3 years to complete. The world headquarters will accommodate more than 10,000 employees. The new facility will include a 30,000 square foot fitness center with locker rooms and showers. The Artemis II mission is expected to end tonight. David Barr reports.
The astronauts of Artemis II have completed their journey to the moon and back, and all that's left of the mission is to return home. The crew, including Michigan native and mission specialist Christina Koch, are scheduled to return to Earth at 8:07 p.m. Eastern Time. The capsule is expected to splash down a few...